my dad should have the shittiest Pokemon ever. He just threw out a Slaking, the sloth Pokemon. And he's like the fifth gym you go to. This isn't like a beginner's gym. Like, you think they would check, like, when you become a gym leader, they would, like, check your, like, credentials. Like, all right, so you got, like, a Garchomp. You're like, no, I've got a motherfucking Slaking. The sloth normal Pokemon that goes to sleep every other turn. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, give this guy a gym. Sounds like kids will have a real hard time beating him.
Yeah. He's probably trading all the good Pokemon for kid sex or something.
Whoa, dude, that's my dad, not my uncle. Jeez.
You mean your real dad?
Huh?
Is your real dad?
Yeah.
In the game?
Yeah, in the game.
Okay,
yeah.
Your game dad, yeah.
No, my real dad is not a Pokemon trainer that has a sloth. Although my video game dad is. And neither are pedophiles, to my knowledge, unless I've repressed that.
Good God.
But maybe I repressed a lot after seeing his shitty Pokemon. I don't
know, you got so offended. It was like I was talking about your real dad.
No. Yeah, I mean, have you seen this Pokemon, though? The Pokemon looks like a pedophile. I don't know. You've seen Slaking. He's in the, like, he's definitely in a sexy pose.
Hey, Ash.
Yeah. What you doing? Also, I feel as a Pokemon gym leader, you shouldn't be using fucking potions like a bitch. Like, if a child can beat you without you having to use a fucking, like, a potion, right. Man, I'm not using potions.
That's what I hated about X and Y, is all the gym leaders freaking use potions in the middle of a battle.
Yeah, I mean, they have to do something to up the difficulty for that game, because it's so fucking easy. I could just smash A and probably use one move over and over again, but
Me and James decided the two movies for the next two coming weeks, since it's leading up to Star Wars release.
Oh, yeah? What are we doing?
The first one is Caravan of Courage and Ewok Adventure, the made-for-TV Ewok movie that came out back in 84.
Where the hell are we supposed to find that?
The torrents, bro. We'll find it, yeah. The deep net.
But then the following week, it's going to be the sequel to that, The Battle for Endor, an Ewok Adventure.
Battle for Endor got real when those, like, dudes that look like Weequays show up and just start shooting everybody and all the Ewoks start dying.
But we actually had to, like, sit down and figure out the actual titles of them before earlier today.
Just Google made for TV Ewok movies.
As growing up as one of the poors, we would go to the public library and rent cassette or videotapes and then take them home and copy them. So I had both the Ewok movies.
Yep, they always came on HBO at like 2 in the morning.
Well, no, I've seen them. I don't remember shit about them.
Little girl's Sindel and the Ewok is Wicket.
Yeah. They live together in a weirdly weird relationship.
Yep.
It's like that. Like, she's treating the Ewok like he's like a little kid teddy bear, but that's a grown fucking Ewok she's sleeping with. Like, that's a man.
That's a man.
That's a man.
Yeah.
Not a little teddy bear. And he's like, oh, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Let's cuddle and live in this house together forever. Like, the guys that invaded Endor are probably like the pervert police in the galaxy. Like, whoa, Wicket, what did we tell you about this?
Are there any Wookiees in those movies?
No. Their budget didn't cover normal-sized actors.
They could afford.
Like, I got this really good deal on all these drunk Ewoks from Return of the Jedi. So they do two more movies. We just kept feeding them booze. So that's what happened.
Wasn't there some kind of Christmas special for Star Wars back in the day?
Yeah, but you know about the low-hanging fruit. I feel that it is. Nobody needs
it. I just.
It's been done so much. Yeah, it's a Christmas special. It's stupid, and everybody hates it.
There's a riff tracks of it, and it's really boring and hard,
like,
to get through.
Is it a movie or like a
TV special
made by, like, a bunch of people on psychedelics? Mm. It's like Star Wars if Star Wars was made entirely by hippies and people on coke.
Nice.
I don't know. I guess, that was Luke. Yeah, they definitely did coke.
Hippies?
Yes.
I thought hippies just did a bunch of psychedelics.
No, they graduated into coke into the 70s.
I think Danny's going to the bathroom to do a line of coke right now.
Yeah, it's got to wake him up. We were starting late. These guys were into a game. I was fucking with the equipment. As you can probably tell by the shitty sound recording you're hearing.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And Danny was snoozing at home. He fell asleep on the couch excuse once more.
Yep.
How many times is that now?
Two or three.
At least.
Yep.
At least.
So this is going to be a short one.
Episode 90? Are we to 90?
Is this an early 90? No. Is it?
We're in the 80s. It is not out of the realm of possibility that 90 comes after 89. I assume that we're getting there.
What episode, Danny?
88.
See, 88. That's really close to 90.
I knew we were close to 90.
Oh, you knew we were close to 90. You just looked at me like I was insane. Like I just told you I'd seen aliens in the parking lot.
I just didn't believe, 90? I just didn't believe that 90 was going to be such a shitty episode.
Is this 10 years into the future?
I was looking at our old podcasts, and our Christmas podcast last year was like 56. So we've done about 32 podcasts this year. Yeah, yeah.
32 out of 50.
Hey, how many weeks are in a year?
Is it, 52.
I feel like that's pretty good. Is that not? I think we've been. I firmly think we should be doing two a month. So that's more than two a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess so.
I'd say as of late, our content has pretty much warranted a two a month kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it was a slow.
It's been a slow
at least
months.
Like from maybe like August on.
Once a week is way too much for a podcast that gets $0. I feel like most are like once a month. I feel like we're doing good.
I know we have like three of those listeners that just wait for the show every week, and they sit down and they hear the intro, and all of a sudden like we screw up the intro with the episode number and everything every time, and they're just gonna be like, oh, next week these guys are just gonna nail it. Next week it's gonna, they're gonna put the recipe together. It's just gonna be from then on out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. On the other hand, we're never going to make more than $0 a week if we keep doing inconsistent episodes.
We have one diehard listener. Ryan Hickman listens the second it comes out. He says every time he listens to the episode, the second it comes out.
Excellent. This episode's for you, baby.
This episode's for Ryan.
Yeah.
I know you're probably at your desk at work. I want you to just slide your hand down in the front of your pants. Shut your eyes. Lean back for a moment. Just think about how good this day is going to be.
I've never been just hugged by a man so many times.
Just let our voices wash over you.
Yeah, just breathe it in. Keep your eyes closed. I know you're cracking a little smile, but control yourself. Other people notice you in the office. They'll be like, why does that guy have his hand down his pants?
His ear
smiling
his
in pure bliss. But we just want you to know that we appreciate everything you do, Ryan Hickman. This one's for you.
Yeah, I think Saturday he was a little drunk because I brought McDonald's for everybody, and he hugged me like three times before he left, and it was really weird.
I mean, I would hug you if you brought McDonald's for me.
That's true.
We don't have a movie this week. Nobody's got time for that shit. We had Christmas Vacation. Fallout is out, or not Christmas, Thanksgiving. Fallout's in the air. I didn't even get to play really this week, which is horrible because I had to go to Mount Sterling, fucking Kentucky.
Why?
Because that's where my family's from. It's not something that I was compelled to do by any other circumstances in my life besides family there. But back, ready to go. I wanted to go see Krampus this weekend, but I didn't get to. I was hoping that would be a thing. I could talk about it. It looks pretty cool. But
yeah.
So what have you guys been up to? Don't fall asleep, Hickman. You can take your hand out of your pants now. Open your eyes. Don't fall asleep.
As I was saying earlier, I haven't gotten to bed before 6 a.m. till last night through the whole Thanksgiving vacation.
That's crazy, dude. That much fallout.
Yep.
I had the exact opposite problem. I was on call all week, and I've been called every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning to wake up and do something.
Oh, my God.
Last week. A normal on-call, I'll maybe get called once or twice. Sometimes I won't get called at all. But my sleep schedule has been the worst lately. I actually took the day off today, and I was going to have a doctor's appointment at 9 a.m., and they still fucking called me at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part is I've been fasting since 9:30 the night before for like blood tests and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you've got the butt cancer, right?
Yeah. So I woke up at like 5. I finished my work at 6 o'clock. I realized if I went back to sleep, there's no way I was getting to the doctor at 9 a.m. So I just had to sit awake playing Fallout for like 2 hours, literally starving to death. And I still don't feel. I've like eaten like 4 meals today, and so, it's like my body has forgotten what it feels like to not just be full and content. Because
so I kind of went through the same thing. Oh, by the way, this episode is called Episode 88. Danny's got butt cancer. But I actually went through the same thing last year when I went to the doctor for the first time in like 20,000 years, and they're like, you got to fast and don't drink. I'm like, fuck that. And I didn't, and I don't think it mattered. Or maybe it screwed up their test. I don't know. I came out okay. I ate and drank and had a good time. They're like, did you eat or drink? And I was like, yup. And he's like, oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
It's probably bullshit anyway.
Well, it's probably like if you have like the diabetes or something. I don't know.
It messes up the cholesterol test, I think.
Yeah, my cholesterol's fine. I'm not 80 years old.
Like, I had my dad's friend. My dad likes to tell the story where his friend went to the doctor and all he did was drink like a Pepsi on the way there, and his like HDL and the LDL are like off the charts high.
I feel like that's a story that doctors tell. That's not true. You just have to drink one Pepsi and it fucks everything up. So don't drink anything.
My friend went into a diabetic coma this week.
Man, way to pull it down.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. I don't know. He's not nearly as fat as I am. So
maybe you just eat better than him.
What?
Are you diabetic?
Nope.
Not at all. You go into a diabetic coma.
I don't know.
Have you gotten a diabetes test? Either,
though. Like, he just fell over.
Have you gotten a diabetes test?
I don't know. What's a diabetes test?
Well, they test you for that.
I've been at the doctor. I'm sure they have. They're like a fat guy in our office. Let's give him the diabetes test. I don't know. Maybe not.
I requested the diabetes test. I was like, I'll have that one. They're like, you don't have diabetes. Like, are you sure? Because I just don't eat healthy at all. And they're like, that just means that you're super unhealthy.
Yeah.
You don't have diabetes.
I went in for an allergy test one time and they stuck like the 80 needles in my back after like to see if there's any reactions. And then like right after they do that, they give me my blood pressure. Like, your blood pressure is slightly elevated. I was like, maybe because you just stuck me with 80 fucking needles.
What's the purpose of that allergy test? Because I don't understand.
Just to see what you're allergic to.
Yeah, but who gives a shit?
Because like,
you're how old in your life, and you made it this far without dying from an allergy reaction?
I have obtained allergies within the last 3 years. Like, I never had any of them before.
I'm allergic to bullshit.
Same thing happened to me.
Wait, what's going on?
Nice. It's fine.
Everything sounds weird now.
Sounds better.
You fucked up my headphones again.
He was peaking. And
peaking?
Yeah.
Peaking deck?
He was getting all staticky every time he talked.
Yeah, but I'm allergic to pollen and stuff now that I wasn't before, and walnuts and opiates, so that's always sucks.
Ooh, that sucks. Can't hit them Quaaludes.
No,
do they make Quaaludes anymore?
I don't even know what a Quaalude is.
No, they don't. It's those things that Cosby used to rape all those women.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
No, like the painkillers I get from all the procedures I've been having done, they're little strips that stick to the roof of my mouth, and they have like antibiotic and painkillers and everything stuck to them, so...
It sounds wildly inefficient.
I get kind of loopy. I get kind of loopy for about a day every time I do it. So I don't know what it is, but he's like, just put one of these in.
He's just giving you the Crest breath strips.
That'd be pretty amazing.
You're like, yeah, cool. But
every time I take a painkiller and I'm in the store, James just knows instantly.
Yeah, you look fucked up, dude. You don't look like a little high. You look like you're fucked. Right. You're just like. Down some Oxycontin.
I'm just killing the pain, man.
I have really bad.
Like, I watched you the other day fall asleep in your chair like four times in like 5 minutes. Holy shit.
Don't you have like a 45-minute drive here?
Yeah, right.
Like, it's fucked.
I only take them on the day actually. Like, they go to the doctor and they do something and I'm in some pain for that day. I won't take them often at all.
Good
kid.
It was
just funny. Like, every time like I'll come to store, James is like, dude, you're blazing. I was like,
dude, yep. Is high as shit.
Yep.
So in lieu of a movie, do you have a Christopher Lambert date for us ish?
Not Christopher Lambert.
What's his name?
Adrian Paul.
Adrian Paul.
No, he's never going to do that.
Nope.
God damn it, ish.
All kinds of disappoint. Should I even bother giving my Gyarados surf if he has negative special attack, positive speed? I feel like I still. Like, he doesn't learn a water move.
You might be talking to the wrong crowd.
He doesn't even learn a water move. He's like level 35 and is yet to learn a water move.
Mm.
So he's getting it. I don't give a shit.
Played anything besides Fallout, Matt?
Oh, I've played Pokemon. Sorry.
I've played Tomb Raider or Rise of the Tomb Raider.
How is it?
Shit,
it is amazing.
I heard it's really good.
It is very good.
It's not selling very well, but it's doing it's really good.
I wonder why. Because
it's only on Xbox for now, which kind of sucks. That probably shot it in the foot. But,
yeah.
It's really good. It picks up a year after the first game, and like she's really
written tombs.
Yeah, no, she's like kind of like fucked up mentally, coping with the fact of all like the magical stuff she witnessed on the island in the first one.
Actually, if you played the first one, you'd know there wasn't enough tomb reading in it.
Yeah,
there wasn't.
There was not. And
all the tomb raiding was optional side quests.
Right. And so this, raiding tombs would be a good thing.
And this game is going along the stereotypical adventuring path of trying to find something that gives the immortal life. So grails, your divine items, stuff like that.
That's cool.
You're sap from the tree of life. I think they did something like that. And, in one of the
instead of like the Knights Templar, like the protective race and guild of the old days, it is the Trinity. So they're just cut and paste in different names over top of different stereotypes. It's pretty nice.
I heard it's just a big Assassin's Creed ripoff these days.
Not really, because...
Don't tell me what I heard.
It's not true.
I'm purely baseless and have never played this game.
I hate Assassin's Creed, so but I really enjoyed the first reboot.
I cannot stand Assassin's Creed.
Is there like a mysterious group of like Templar, Old Order,
Trinity.
Oh, wow.
And then you have, back in the days, the leader of the Trinity was exiled for his beliefs, and he became a prophet,
like,
and formed a group called the Remnant.
I'm starting my own religion.
Was he like,
you're
I
searching
believe
for
this
a lost
game
city.
Sucks. It's like, you gotta go.
It's a mixture of like 10 different like archaeology movies. So it's really fun, though. The gameplay's good. The perks, like the upgrades, are all good. I like it a lot.
You know what's a good game? Fallout 4.
It is. It's great.
One of the best games.
I spent like probably like 12 hours base building.
Really?
Yeah.
How's your base going?
Pretty good. I can't get above 20 people, though. I've been trying to figure out how to do that without reading the internet at all.
Not even gotten close to 20 people.
I don't care about people.
I've said, and to everyone I've found to Sanctuary Hills, and I think I only have like 11 people. That's including all the companions I've found.
Wow. Yeah. Is that the only...
You're talking about adding them all. Yeah, I have like three other bases or whatever.
No, I mean 20 in one base. Yeah, Sanctuary, yeah. I can't get above 12 for some reason. I don't even fuck with it.
The fuck are you... did you put like a beacon in like one of your places and it's just auto-summoning people to them or something like that?
Yeah, you put a beacon in every single one.
Oh, okay, I have not done that.
Are you still doing the Lone Wanderer thing, James, or do you have...
Yeah, I'm Lone Wanderer.
I roam around.
Rosie on my chest. Yeah. I built my first store last night.
I've not done any of that stuff. Like, don't you have to have local leader rank 2 to build stores? Yep. You guys maybe put all these damn points in crafting shit now.
a game we could talk about is Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah,
that's their game.
Game sucks.
It's actually really fun. It's no Tomb Raider. Curse of the Assassin's Creed Templar Holy Grail.
I would rather play 10 Tomb Raiders than your shitty Star Wars game, sir.
Really? You don't like Battlefront?
It looks really bad.
What looks bad about it?
It doesn't look any better than the beta that I played, so I'm not really all that interested in it.
That is actually a genuine concern that several reviewers have expressed, is like, it has a whole bunch of game modes, but you end up just playing like one of two or three game modes usually most of the time, and there's only like two or three more maps than there was in the beta.
Yeah.
And then to get more maps, you have to pay $50 when the rest of the DLC comes out.
I enjoy the game.
Okay.
I've been playing through it. It's your typical, like, if you ever played a Battlefield game, it's all like that, except Star War themed. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's the thing I don't like about it right now is that there's a leveling system where you can unlock the ability to get new abilities as you level up. So there's a definite benefit to having played longer or more, which is always something I hate in video games. But I mean, I don't think there's ever been a like Call of Duty where that wasn't true either, like unlocking better perks as time goes by. It's just like particularly bad in Battlefront, I think. Like there's at level 25, you get a weapon that just seems to be infinitely better than any weapon I have right now. So I never do well in the game. I'm like never positive. I'm always like 8 kills and 20 deaths or something like that. So, but I'm only level 8. So I'm trying to figure out whether or not I just suck at the game or it's just the leveling system that's keeping me down for the time being. So come level 25, I'll figure out whether or not I'm good at this game or not.
Out of the group you guys play with, who's the highest level?
Probably Rob. Yeah.
Barger?
Yeah, he's really good. He's insanely good. I wish I could just like spectate him playing the game, because he's always like 32 kills and 9 deaths.
The majority of his kills come from the AT-AT turret.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. My biggest complaint about the game is that the vehicles are really, like, you don't, like, with your Battlefield games, like, you can run and get in a tank and spend, like, majority of your time, like, in a vehicle. Battlefront, you spend, like, out of, like, a 20-minute match, you might spend 5 minutes at best in a vehicle if you're really lucky.
Yeah.
Why is that, do you think?
They spawn them as little power-ups.
Yeah,
they're
little power-ups.
You have to get to the power-ups. You can't get in and out of a vehicle. You just pick up a power up that turns you into that vehicle.
Yeah.
And the vehicles are on a timer.
That's another thing people have expressed contempt for is like, especially like vehicles and heroes are just becoming like heroes or little pickup power ups you pick up. And they don't seem to spawn in random locations. There's like particular locations they appear in. So some people will just camp those places and just jump into the vehicles as soon as they can, or become heroes like Luke Skywalker as soon as they can. I think it would have been better just like if you're about to spawn, it like has they
randomly
like picks someone and makes them a hero rather than
like the tank in Left 4 Dead. I don't know if you remember that mechanic.
Rather than you having to go pick up a power up for it.
Wouldn't that just encourage people to like commit suicide until they got the thing they wanted to be, and then?
Well, if it was like a hero shows up like 3 times in a whole level and it's like a 20-minute game, are you really just going to spend the whole 20 minutes killing yourself in hopes that you're there's like 20 people on a team. So if it randomly picks one guy at some random interval during the game, if you're chasing that, then you might as well just not be playing the game.
Well, I mean, doesn't your kill count get raised like significantly when you're the heroes or in a vehicle?
I mean,
I've never actually gotten to be a hero.
I've gotten like the vehicles are pretty. It's like really hard. I've gotten into an AT-ST and literally as soon as I spawned on the map, like got shot with like 8 rockets and died.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see any vehicles when I played the beta.
The vehicles are the most fun part for me. Like, when I get in the vehicles, I do really well.
You can be in, like X-Wings and airspeeders.
Just hard to get to that point.
TIE Fighters, TIE Interceptors.
Are all the game types, like, ground battles, or can you actually be Sky Battles, too?
There's a Sky Battle system where what they do for the Sky Battle system is it's like either 8-on-8 or 10-on-10. And there's like it's a much bigger sky battle by putting in a whole bunch of AI controlled flyers too. Mm-hmm. They still count for you getting kills, but they're like infinitesimally easier to kill than like
actual
real people. Cause they
players.
Just kind of like go like, oh no. And there's actually hero spawns in the sky battle too. Like the good guys get the Millennium Falcon and the bad guys get Slave One.
Now, with the movie coming out and all the different trailers and clips they're releasing, are you guys still watching all those? Because I've cut myself off since the last big trailer.
I haven't watched the trailer since the first two, I think.
I watch them all.
Yeah,
I
saw
never
the
watch
two.
Any
They've done a really good job of keeping the story deets and everything under wraps. So they're actively, like, not like a Marvel movie where by the time it comes out, they put, like, the entire plot into the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep my expectations low.
I got so excited when you posted that Galaxy 2 post.
Yeah.
Guardians 2.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to be good. So, But I'm a little worried about Star Wars.
Oh, really? I have no doubt.
I think it'll be great. Yeah, I don't think it won't be good. I just don't want it to be spoiled for me.
Yeah. I just J.J. Abrams said this sometimes.
I don't know. I like everything. Like, there's nothing he's done that I'm like, wow, that was bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I really like Star Trek. Yeah. I don't know. I really like Star Trek.
Star Trek's
really
okay.
Like Star Trek,
that's probably like the one thing I would point to that was eh.
Really? That was probably my favorite
really
thing
good.
That he's
good.
Done. But it's more action oriented, so like I think people don't like that, but that makes a better Star Wars movie. So
Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
A Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. He made them as if they were a Star Wars movie. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's a good point.
And also, I think, like, he had with the Star Trek movies, he pretty much had total control over the story. And with the Star Wars movies, that is not the case. He actually pretty much primarily directed them when they had like the screenwriters and stuff. So he wasn't like with Star Trek, like Paramount was like, here, make this not suck and make us have a good movie. With Star Wars, they're like,
who are the screenwriters? What are they? Do you know who what they've done?
I know one of them was the screenwriter for Looper and Brick. And he's also going to be directing the second one. What?
Looper?
Do you not like Looper?
I've never seen it. It's just...
Are you serious? It's one of the best movies
ever made. Yeah, I love Looper. That was a good movie.
It was probably, like, as far as sci-fi movies go, that it's not like a reboot, probably the best sci-fi movie of the past 10 years, hands down.
Nice.
Have you ever seen Brick?
Nope.
It's like a... Did we just lose it?
Nope. Huh? No, we didn't.
Oh.
I know, because I can still hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
you shut the computer. I thought we were dead.
Yeah, Brick is like a noir film that's shot like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he's in high school. But he's like a... It's a noir detective film, but at high school. So you would think that he's like all the lines and dialogue and everything are said as if he was like a 1940s PI, like private detective. And like this girl gets murdered in the school, and like he's tracing it back to this like guy that's like a drug dealer or whatever.
When did this come out?
Came out in like the early 2000s. Super good. It was on Netflix. Whoa, I think it still is.
Is there a movie Ish hasn't seen?
Yeah, I haven't seen.
Brick?
No, I haven't seen it either. Sounds really good.
Yeah, it's just Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in high school, and his girlfriend is actually the girl that's on Lost, the Australian girl that's pregnant in Lost.
I hate her.
Yeah, she's really good. And she dies like in the first fight.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because it's about solving her murder or whatever.
Okay.
But it's all like super, super noir. Amazing movie. But yeah, he's an amazing writer and director. So he's actually directing the
second Star Wars?
The second Star Wars. But he just wrote the first one.
Is Abrams going to go back for another one? Is he done after?
No, I think he's staying on as like a producer. Yeah. But he's passing the reins off. And so that guy wrote... And the guy that wrote Empire Strikes Back and directed it, like did the revision on Empire Strikes Back, also wrote Force Awakens. So between the two of them, I feel extremely confident.
It's weird to think it's only 17 days away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not going to get to see it opening day.
Oh, no, I'll go a day or two after.
I'll live blog on the Nintendo Dreamcast Twitter about all the...
spoilers.
But no, because I'm going to the fucking I bought the tickets for the for the marathon.
You said you're skipping 1, 2, and 3.
20. I'll do my 20 hours of craziness. I figure by the time like episode 7 comes on, I'll just be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Are you going to all 7 movies?
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. I mean, the plan is to go in on episode 4 and watch them, but I might show up early. I don't know. I really haven't decided. Depends on what's going on.
Are you going with a group or just yourself?
Just myself.
Someone was saying the best way to watch them is like watch the New Hope and then Empire and then watch the prequels, because it like functions as like kind of like a flashback and like counteracts the saccharine crappiness of the Ewoks and Return of the Jedi.
I think Return of the Jedi is a perfectly fine movie. I don't understand people that don't like it.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's perfectly fine for me. I don't really care. To me, Return of the Jedi is all about Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker fighting on the Death Star. Like anything else in that movie, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Ewoks kind of, I don't know.
You're one of those guys.
Ewoks suck. I'm just saying they get a little annoying. If you're going to complain about Jar Jar Binks, you have to complain about the Ewoks.
Have you ever heard me complain
about Jar Jar Binks?
What?
Have you ever heard me complain about
Jar Jar? No, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't care. Jar Jar Binks, fine. I mean, it doesn't ruin the movies for me. I definitely don't care about the character. But I think people just overreact to shit like that.
I was listening to one show talk about Jar Jar Binks, and they said, he looks weird, he sounds weird, and he acts weird. And they said you can have 2 out of 3 and you'd be just a great character in a movie. But if you have 3 out of 3, everybody hates you.
It's like going full retard.
Jeez. Christ.
Oh, man.
It's from
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
Simple Jack.
There's a lot of quotes for movies that I can say that people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm just saying, it's the same kind of concept. If you go the full retard route.
They might have mentioned that actually in that show I'm talking about.
That was just a Pulp Fiction quote, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Anyway. I don't exactly hate the Ewoks, but like I do think they bring that particular movie down to like a childish level, more childish level than the other movies. So, I don't know.
I don't feel like it detracts from the movie at all. I would have liked more of the starship battle over Endor and less of the ground battle. But not because of the Ewoks, just because I enjoyed. I think that's one thing the prequels missed out on, and one thing that people like a lot about the original is that space battles are just more.
There's like a 20-minute space battle in the beginning of 3. It literally goes on for like 20 minutes.
It's like 5 minutes, man, and it's just one shot of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin driving forward and then landing inside the thing to go rescue Palpatine. They shoot off a couple of those like robots, but there's no actual like dogfighting, like. Those? Real space battle.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember lots of dogfighting.
What's the one where they chase the
somebody added it up. There's like between all three of the prequel movies, there's less than 20 minutes of actual like in ships fighting. Like it's just like the episode, like episode 4 and Return of the Jedi or so.
I think somebody's wrong.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Probably one of those.
You're right. There's so much dogfighting in the prequels.
Reddit morons.
In episode 1, there's just the last battle where he's in that orange. Is that orange ship?
Or it's like intercut with the duel.
I can't think of any space battle at all in episode 2.
There's like the 2 seconds where Obi-Wan Kenobi is like hiding from Slave 1.
Yeah. And I also can barely think of any.
I would agree that there's hardly any in 2.
There is like the 5 minutes where Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin are driving forward in their spaceships, shoot the little droids that end up on their ships, and then they rescue Palpatine.
Boop, boop. Those little droids that land on their ships remind me of the spiders from Lost in Space. I like Lost in Space a lot. Pretty good. It had Joey from Friends on it.
Oh, I remember the reboot.
Matt LeBlanc.
I don't know if I
ring a ding, baby.
Also, I would wonder how if you added up all the space battles in the original trilogy, like how long that would come to.
At least an hour.
You think?
Maybe like half an hour, but still.
You've got the big scene at the end of A New Hope, obviously.
Yeah, like A New Hope is easily like 20 to 30 minutes.
You've
of
got
space
the
battle
big
right
scene in Empire Strikes Back.
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
I think.
You've got the big scene at Empire Strikes Back where they're going, where the Falcon's going through the asteroid field and they hide out. And
that's not a space battle. That's just them flying through an asteroid field.
No, they're
getting chased.
There's no dogs fighting
there. They're getting chased by fighters.
Okay, for the first couple of minutes of that.
And then you've got the whole like beginning where they're in the snow speeders and then escape into space. I mean, those are battles. And then Return of the Jedi, you have the second attack on the second Death Star. I mean, there's legitimate space battles.
Whatever.
This is not a point you're going to win, Matt. There is less fight.
It's certainly not something that I'm going to win right now. Yeah. I'll have to look it up after the podcast.
There is less spaceship fighting in the prequels than there was in the original series.
Probably like by far.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Matt's moving like, on. Matt sounds like Charlie right now. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Ewoks, man. Ewoks.
I'm asserting my point and I sound like a 4-year-old. That's not fair at all.
No, you're just like, I think there's more star battles.
I made a cohesive argument. I said,
no, you didn't. You weren't able. Scene by scene, we're like, what is there in episode 1? What is there in episode 2? What is there in episode 3? And you're like,
you vastly overestimated what was in the original trilogy.
Did you look it up and said it was 10 minutes?
No, I haven't looked it up yet.
Okay.
Let's just agree to disagree, guys. Let's move on.
Man.
Let's move on. No fighting.
Fine.
Yeah, let's love each other.
Yeah.
Please, let's move on.
Oh, well, where do we go from here, man? I feel like we need news. I feel like we just cancel the podcast altogether now. If we can't agree on this.
All right.
So I like in Fallout 4, I realized that if you like the companions slowly get to like you better based on like different actions you do, and if you actually get them to like you as much as like to the highest degree or whatever, you get a perk. So that is what I've been working on now, is like now I have a new goal.
Courting favor with all your companions.
Yeah. I managed, like, I got the first one, I was like, hold, because that's what I did in the Fallout 3, was since they're the leveling system, like, you get, like, 10 perks the entire game, like, chase down, like, every quest-rewarded perk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, so, that's what I'm doing now, is chasing down every damn perk I can get, and some of them are pretty good for the companions.
How many you got so far?
I just got the one. I was bringing, like, Piper around with me, the reporter. And then I got her to like me. Her perk isn't that great, but it's like doubles the experience you get for successful like speech choices and for discovering new locations. Nice. So now I get like 20 experience instead of 10 experience whenever nice. I
How many experience between levels?
God, I don't even know. It's okay, like so it's way over 1,000.
All right.
Yeah. I got Codsworth's. I think that like decreases the amount of like damage you take from a robot.
Empathy, like robots do like less damage to you.
Yeah. That was cool. I'm working on Nyx now.
It's not that great.
Not really. Don't tell me that. I put a lot of time in
there. I don't know who these people are.
Nick Valentine.
Oh, I thought you said Mick.
No, Nick Valentine.
Mick Dundee.
Codsworth is your robot.
Right.
And Piper is the reporter.
I didn't know Piper could be a...
Are you researching the Star Wars thing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to research it then, too.
Oh, God, no. I was just looking up. I was looking up so we could just end it.
I'll look it up so we can just end it.
I can't find anything.
Well, my source says this. Well, my source says this.
Exactly.
I just Googled how long are these combined space battles of the prequel trilogy compared to the original trilogy. It didn't bring anything up.
This reminds me of the time when I was trying to explain I was trying to do the overview for Amityville Horror, and I kept getting interrupted with fun facts about Air Bud the movie.
Yeah, but that was fun. Dead air.
Yep. I've been...
I'll edit it out.
Yeah. He always does. I've been... reading, I like to read reviews of games, and I always love it, like that one that James posted where the dude is just going on and on about how bad the interface for Fallout is. He's like so like all of his complaints were so funny, but
is that the Jeff Gerstmann one?
Was it? I don't know who writes these things. Jeff I do Gerstmann. Not I yeah. give
no
like,
that was a Kotaku article. Jeff Gerstmann. Kotaku.
I give no claim to game journalism whatsoever. I just someone wants to write something, I'll read it. I'm not gonna like recognize like, oh, that's the same guy that wrote this or something mm-hmm. like that.
No, the only one I remember thinking about is the Patrick Klepek. That's Matt's favorite one, so I always yeah. keep track of what he does.
But that's a guy from like Giant Bomb that writes for Jeff Kotaku. Right
yeah, 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 yeah. He was a Giant Bomb, everybody hated him.
Yep.
Well, Jeff Gerstmann's a Giant Bomb. He did it like he gave it a 3 out of 5.
And said Fallout 4.
And said there's a lot of things he didn't like. There's a couple things he did like. And for giving it a 3 out of 5, which is virtually a 60 out of 100, it got picked up by Polygon and Rooster Teeth, and they both slammed Jeff Gerstmann. Like, the dude's been like, I don't know, a pillar in the video gaming community for 25 years, and they're like, who is he to say this about a game?
Who said that?
Rooster Teeth said it on their video game podcast, The Patch.
I can actually understand some of the complaints about the game, because there are a couple of things I find kind of disappointing about it. Like, just the fact that there's, like, certain side requests that are just, like, repeatable, like, very generic quests that just go on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ones I'm thinking of are, for the Brotherhood of Steel, you can escort a squire to give him experience. And all you do is you just take this little kid to some location and kill all the monsters in it. And then you report back to the Brotherhood and goes like, yeah, he's a good kid. He'll turn out fine. And then he's like, would you like to do it again? And I'm like, sure. And then you keep getting XP for it. So I think that's why, because now that there's no level cap in the game, mm-hmm. there needs to be like a consistent way to get experience. Stuff so you can do, just yeah. keep leveling up over it. But it's like that guy. There's also another guy on the Pridwin that's like, I need you to escort a scribe to this area so he can study it. And then you just go there, he studies something, and then you go back. There's two more. It's all like Brotherhood of Steel shit, too. There's like,
I haven't done any of those yet.
At the Cambridge police station, there's a scribe that goes like, I need you to go to this location and get a piece of ancient technology for me. It's always a fucking haptic drive, which I have no idea what it is. And you bring it to her and she's like, thanks. Here's 100 caps, 200 experience, and your next location. And then there's also a knight Reese who goes like, go clear out this location. Thanks. Go clear out this location. Go clear out this location. And I just keep doing them because it keeps telling me where new locations are, and every location has like a new magazine or bobblehead in it and stuff like that. So, but it makes it the rest of the side quests. I'm like actually having trouble finding real side quests to do.
What do you mean by real?
Like something with a story that isn't just do this over and over and over and over and over again for caps and experience.
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff in there that I can.
Yeah, I mean,
of.
I've done.
I don't
some,
want to talk about it because it's.
I've done some territory. Side quests, but compared to like Fallout 3 and some other like Witcher 3 or something like that, it seems like it takes a lot more work to actually get a side quest with some substance to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Most of the quests that I do actually have stories, but I don't know. Maybe you've just done all those and now you're just on the dregs.
A lot of it is like you have to read the story on a computer.
Like, okay, I do all
no,
that
I do
shit.
That all the too.
I do that.
I mean, it's not even really... Usually if there's a side quest, you don't even need to read it. Any terminal I open, I make sure I access every file because it'll go like map updated or like a big quest will pop up or something like that.
I can't find anything there. Anybody compares the space battles in the two?
Did you just totally fuck up your box cutter-ish?
I did. I'm taking it apart. I don't have to put it together now.
I just remember that first scene going on and on and on forever. Like, it was almost too much dogfighting.
Around, around, around.
You
around,
really need to go around, watch Revenge of the Sith, because it is not... I actually watched it probably last year, but it's, like, less than 5 minutes. The whole point of that opening scene is to get them into the ship to find rescue Palpatine. It's very short. Were you on drugs?
No, I don't think so. Probably. Still, nothing crazy.
So, like, any Bourbon's Legends updates?
Not really.
One
got a drummer.
One game release that really got overshadowed by like Battlefront and Fallout 4 is that
Poop
the
Raider?
Third. What?
Poop Raider.
No, the third installation of StarCraft 2 came out. It, like the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah.
Is it the
Protoss to a campaign. Totally overshadowed. I haven't played it at all, really. But
I've never played... what's it called?
Yeah, I've never played it online, but I've gotten all the games so far on sale and just played through the campaigns. The
campaigns are generally pretty fun.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Playing online used to be fun. I haven't done it in a while.
But yeah, I forget which review I read. Battlefront, like, there was like a lot of people talking about how little content. Like, I forgot to mention, they also talked about how the single player for Battlefront is absolutely terrible. Like, there's no actual like story mission. It's just like a whole bunch of little.
I didn't know there was single player.
Yeah, I mean, all it is. You do little survival maps, basically, like horde mode in Gears of War, where like enemies just keep coming and you have to kill them. And you can either be all by yourself or have like two or three little AI controlled assholes.
Does it have couch co-op?
No, it has couch versus, though. You can go into one of these dumb little survival versus maps and play against each other. I was like, how could you not just play horde mode together with friends?
Yeah. I don't want to do one-on-one like death matches. Yeah. That's not fun.
And it would I wouldn't imagine it'd be very exciting. No.
Especially with my 6-year-old daughter.
Yep.
That actually might be fun.
I'd just be me killing her over and over again.
Well, that might be fun. What are you taking apart?
I took it apart and I can't put it back together.
It's box cutter.
It's just me losing a fight to a 4-piece box cutter. It's pitiful. We got any news? I want to head home.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up in a minute. me see.
I think the first story is something about how there were not enough space battles in the Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
No, man, there was like a 40-minute dogfighting scene at the beginning of Revenge of the Sith.
I know Matt Fry and Hickman are listening. Maybe they can help research it.
I'm pretty sure those guys hate the prequels.
John Crawford.
So I know where they're going to land on
John Crawford will email us. He's seen them all. He has children.
Is he biased, though?
Why would he be biased?
Is he one of those people that are like, the prequels didn't make me 10 years old again, so I hate them?
I don't think he hates
them. I consider John Crawford like an ish superfan because he recognized me in public by voice alone.
Nobody's an ish superfan.
Yep. Come on. John Crawford is. At our kids' school graduation, he picked me out of a crowd. I was like, yep, I'm super famous.
It's just great. He got us those discount pizzas.
Yep.
Should I not talk about that?
Oh, no, I don't give a shit. Mm. Yep. Discount pizza. Discount double check.
Oh, you took down my James is a poopy head sign.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Had to take her down.
Was that you watching the store or something? You just put it up?
No, it was Anthony's birthday party. We're all just like,
how late were you guys here?
Like, we were here until like 5:30 in the morning.
That's insanity, yeah. Dude. I left at 3 and I was a zombie the next day. I worked all day the next day too.
I actually, I got home at 5, so it must have been like
4:45
when I left. But I was like checking my phone as I was getting into bed, and I saw the text message pop up for a critical ticket. I'm like, all right, this is the one night I'm not actually getting woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do something. I'm already awake. So I just sat there and stared at my phone for like 5 minutes until they called me, and then I went to work.
Oh my God. How was Miskatonic School for Girls? Sorry,
it's all right.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
What's Miskatonic School for Girls?
It's a board game.
It's a board game Anthony got for his birthday.
It's like about a girls' academy where Cthulhu is trying to drive all the students crazy, basically.
Nice. So, news. I don't have a lot.
I think there's any news.
PlayStation 2 emulation is coming to the PS4.
Cool.
Ah, I remember that news story from a week and a half ago.
Yeah. So that's their way of trying to compete with the Xbox One's backwards compatibility.
Can you put PlayStation 3 games into the PlayStation 4 and play them?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. No, that'd be great. But no. Bunch of clickbait Fallout hate articles. Apparently Kotaku is like in some kind of war with Bethesda.
Oh yeah,
that's why they've been like have all these like anti Fallout articles.
They've they went into. I love it because like they wrote a whole story about like
the how they're different the underdogs and how being the white knights of journalism, they've been blacklisted by these evil video game corporations.
Like, cause they're blacklisted by the guys that make Assassin's Creed too. Because they like twice in a row they like took insider information and like revealed a whole bunch of
about upcoming stuff.
Upcoming games. Like they had the Assassin's Creed, whatever was the code name for Unity before it was called Assassin's Creed Unity, and they were talking about it. And this is like such a niche kind of like controversy I stepped across, but that like every Sunday Kotaku does this dumb like filler article called like Sunday's Comics, where they just like they have like these certain video game related web comics they look at, and they pick like the best one of the week out and just put it on their site. It's like the kind of article I almost always skip unless I'm just like really bored. But I looked at it and I like Penny Arcade is an absolute staple on it, if you can imagine. They always have at least one Penny Arcade comic on it. But that 1 week where they wrote that article about how like they're like the awesomest, coolest people ever or something like that, they did not have a Penny Arcade, and I just read some of the comments and they're like, where's the Penny Arcade comic? And then someone links the Penny Arcade comic of the week, and it was it's like some like little visual metaphor where there's a, have you ever heard the Scorpion and the Toad story?
Yeah.
So there's like some little monk walking around with a scorpion on his shoulder.
I read this.
And he's like, you have stung me before, scorpion. How can I trusteth thee? And it was like all like weird English and stuff like that. Like it's some sort of like proverb or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I am the, like, we are the journalists. We just want the truth to come out or something like that. Right. And then he like was like, all right, I'll tell you. And then the Scorpion just yells out like tons of problems with upcoming game. And he's like, then the monk goes like, what the fuck, yo? And he's like, game journalism, bro. I got a game journal. Yeah. And then
the monk is supposed to represent the game developers.
Yeah, I know. It's the developers going around the PR department that usually handles the releases to, but like Kotaku got like super butthurt about it. And they were like, some of the like Kotaku, game journalists were like making like really like hateful tweets at Penny. Like, I'm telling you, I don't know how I stumbled across this, but it was like a very entertaining 20 minutes. Just like going like, I can't even remember his name, but some guy made a tweet. He's like, well, wow, look how vastly Penny Arcade's opinion has changed in the last 10 years. And he like posts like a comic from like 2005 about game journalism where they make like sort of almost the opposite point. And it's like, yeah, surprise that someone changes their opinion in 10 years.
Yeah, I think I read that exact same comment. That was funny.
Kotaku is just the worst. I don't know how anyone.
Game journalism, bro. I got a game journal.
Yeah. I think Steven Totillo thinks he's like the god of the internet now or something.
There's also a recent Penny Arcade that also got featured. It was about Fallout 4. That's the reason I saw it. It was a. He was like, one of the complaints about Fallout 4 is there's all these cool game systems and shit in it, but none of them are ever really explained to you in a tutorial at the beginning of the game or anything like that. So like Tycho's talking to Gabe and he's like, I like to pretend that the reason, or like the reason they don't explain anything is to simulate the frustration a man from 200 years in the past would feel when suddenly awakening in a post-apocalyptic world. Like, he doesn't know what's going on, so, like, the player doesn't know what's going on, so it's a shared experience that connects them. And then, like, he's like, the other guy's like, really? Is that what it is? And he's like, that's what I choose to believe.
Makes sense, actually.
Yeah, because they, like, never really go over crafting with you and stuff.
No, they don't explain anything.
One of the points that I read about is if you've ever like crouched and it like puts that big like word hidden on your screen, if you look at the brackets, they keep moving back and forth, and like how close they are to the word, it determines how hidden you are. So if you're like really hidden, they're really far away from the word hidden, but as they like close in on the word hidden, it means you're less hidden.
Yeah, it took me forever to figure out how to get energy into a building, like,
yeah,
to power like lights. They don't explain it ever.
You got a generator, and then you're like, okay, I got a generator, now what do I do? You have to like tap A on the generator, because there's like, it'll come up with a little option like wire.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you drag a wire from the location to another location.
Forever I was trying to like drag it right to the light bulb, and that wasn't working at all. I finally figured out you had to put one of those little connectors on the building somewhat near where the light bulb is, because the building's too big and the light bulb's too far away from the connector thing, it won't work.
Yep.
But they never explain any of that.
Nope.
Which is fine.
Yeah. I ran into that problem when there was a quest to put up a beacon, and I put it up. I'm like, oh, it needs power. What do I do? And I like, it was at the starlight screens, so very thematically, I did not want to put a fucking generator just sitting out in the world where it's like raining, like nuclear waste all the time, so I tried to put it inside.
Can we just talk about how awesome those radiation storms are?
Those are crazy.
Yeah. I was just like,
I have to carry a hazmat suit wherever I go because of this.
Oh, where did you find a hazmat suit?
Somewhere early in the game, I think.
That's kind of what I've been doing, is just questing around trying to find a hazmat suit, because I have a quest where I have to go into the glowing fucking sea.
Power armor is the same.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, but like, I don't want to use up my fusion cores all the time.
Oh, I have like 40. I did not realize.
Yeah, power armor protects you in the sea.
All right, that makes it easier then.
It is pretty much a giant
I have like 50 fusion cores.
Yeah,
now,
me
I
too.
I have about 30 because I use my power armor.
I also have 4 frames now. I don't know where they keep coming from.
Oh, what other game? What, do we have any other news? No. Ish is just shaking his head. Ish wants to get the fuck out of
here. PS4 remote play is coming to the PC and Mac.
Okay.
Nice.
So I could play Fallout 4 here if I wanted while I'm podcasting.
There you go. Get on it.
How many steps does it take to hatch a goddamn egg?
Deus Ex Mankind has been delayed for another 6 months, so it's not coming out until...
I didn't actually know that. Way to ruin fucking Christmas. I was just thinking about that the other day, about how much I was looking forward to that game.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is being...
Not coming out till August now.
Yeah.
What?
It's not coming out till August 23rd now.
Shit.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, not Deus Ex.
I heard it wasn't that different from the last one, so I think they're trying to gussy it up.
Did you guys watch and finish Jessica Jones by chance?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
I did too.
Forgot about that.
Haven't started it.
Oh, man. We can talk. How?
David Tennant. I don't know if that's a spoiler even to Marvel, say his name, but.
Best Marvel villain ever by far.
Yeah, definitely. way better than Kingpin.
He's pretty
Jessica! I didn't get your whole bitches am I right thing until I finished it. I'm like, that's hilarious.
Bitches right.
Bitches am I right?
Yeah. I did not find the show funny at all for the most part.
It was not funny.
It was like David Tennant being a total asshole was really amusing all the time, but all the jokes they tried to shoehorn in were like really bad.
I didn't think they tried to shoehorn in any jokes.
I don't remember any jokes at all. It seemed pretty like somber.
Very serious issue.
Do you see her boobies?
No.
Man.
But I mean, there was like, other boobies, it was just, though. All the jokes were basically Jessica Jones just being like a broody little asshole. Like when she's like walking through the park and she bumps into like a couple with a stroller or something. And she's like, ugh, breeders.
Yeah.
Like, is that supposed to be funny?
Well, no, I don't think so.
It might have actually been a joke. I don't know if you've ever known someone or for a prolonged period of time that is an alcoholic, but they're not the most funny or best people to be around. They might try to be funny. Doesn't.
But really then there work. Is like, she's like, why would you call yourself Kilgrave? Was murder corpse taken?
And I
like,
thought that was funny.
That was pretty good. But then they tried to reuse the same joke when the nurse comes in. She's like, Kilgrave, like, was like death's cadaver or not? Or like, why not just go with death cadaver? Like,
I did.
Oh my God, shut up.
Some of the Easter eggs in the show. Is I thought the bar looked super familiar, and I went back and watched an episode of Daredevil. It's the same exact bar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that it's supposed to be the same bar.
Yeah,
it's before Luke Cage owned it.
Or
is that the bar you're talking about, or was it different
the
bar?
The bar that Luke Cage owns, I think, is Josie's from Daredevil.
Does this take place before or after Daredevil?
After. It is the exact same bar. Like, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right because he said someone owned it before him.
Yeah. And then Trish Walker, I was pretty excited about because a lot of people don't know. Like, there's a Marvel superhero called Hellcat. Yeah, she was. So I'm curious if they'll bring her around. She's kind of a shit character. So.
Yeah, I was Googling all the characters because I was sure that there was. Especially, I think it started when that Simpson guy came on.
Yeah, there's
like,
no analog.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Simpson. I thought they were Hydra.
No, there's an analog to Simpson. There's a Marvel character based on that Simpson's based on.
Oh, really?
He's like got like nuke pills or something like that.
Oh, I just
Google it real quick.
But. I just thought he was a Hydra agent. That was the Dr. Kevlov or whatever. And I noticed they said something like, you know, things have changed since Damascus. And I thought that was the place that they like fuck up at the beginning of Avengers 2.
They talk about it in S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a couple of times.
Yeah. So I just thought he was like a Hydra agent.
Yeah, I thought he was either Hydra or S.H.I.E.L.D. Could be either, honestly.
Yeah, but I like that show a lot. I'm super excited for Defenders. I like that Night Nurse made an appearance. I was kind of hoping that Matt Murdock would show up.
So was I. I was kind of glad he didn't, though. It would have been kind of...
I like the connectivity.
Yeah, Will Simpson is Nuke.
Oh, I got you. I like that. The show takes place in Hell's Kitchen, so I figured there would be at least like one fucking reference to the Devil of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
But different showrunners, I guess. I don't know.
Apparently, Jerry Hogarth is a man in the comics.
Trinity. I kept waiting for some Matrix references. Nope. Yeah, that character was just a piece of shit. I like that Calamity Jane was in it, though. I don't know if you guys are fans of Deadwood, but her ex-wife was Calamity Jane from Deadwood.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I was trying to figure out where she was from. I knew that she was from House of Cards, but...
Who's from House of Cards?
Is she in House of Cards?
Yeah, she's Dude's wife.
No, that's Robin Wright Penn.
Yep.
And who the fuck is she?
You're talking about Calista Flockhart?
Is that Calista Flockhart? Okay.
From Ally McBeal, Harrison Ford's wife.
Derp. All right.
So Calista Flockhart is the ex-wife of Calamity Jane?
Yeah.
No, the girlfriend that plays Trinity in The Matrix is Hogarth, and her ex-wife is Calamity Jane from Deadwood, the doctor.
The girl from The Matrix is Carrie Ann Moss.
Can we talk about how Luke Cage has no nipples? Really bothered me. It was really weird. He spends a lot of time in the show without a shirt on, and either his nipples are the same skin tone as his ebony skin, or I don't know. It's just really disturbing.
I must not spend as much time in looking at men's nipples as you do, James.
I mean, that was he just had his shirt off the entire show.
He's a big dude.
It was a fucking huge dude.
Like, now, I know Luke Cage's show is next, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it's Daredevil Season 2, then Defenders, and then Luke Cage, and then Jessica Jones again.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, they bumped up Daredevil Season 2 in production and pushed back Luke Cage, I think.
Mm.
And then instead of doing Jessica Jones Season 2 right away, they bumped up Defenders, which I think they need to do. I'm really pissed that... Iron Fist isn't coming out. Oh yeah, and they're doing that Punisher show with a guy from Walking Dead.
Oh well, no, he's just in Daredevil Season 2.
Oh, is he? Well, I'm sure he'll get his own show.
John Barenthal.
But I guess Iron Fist in a way is very similar to Daredevil. Just like mystical martial arts, and his costume really, like his actual costume looks a lot like the fake costume that Daredevil wore most of the season.
Yeah.
In the comics,
isn't and Danny Rand is pretty much Tony Stark, but with martial arts instead of an Iron Man outfit. But he's the Iron Fist. So,
in the comics, didn't the Iron Fist take over for Daredevil for a while when Matt Murdock was doing something?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, when Wilson Fisk exposed Daredevil and as Matt Murdock, and Matt Murdock was like, no, that's not true. And so Iron Fist took over so they could appear in places at the same time.
Yeah,
gotcha. I knew something like that happened.
But I guess we're done, right? Are you still looking for Star Wars?
No, so, I was actually looking up the cast of Jessica Jones.
Yeah, everybody was so good in that.
I can name pretty much anybody. Tennant, come on. Like,
I don't want to spoil anything, but I hope we see more of his character. I feel like they can find
just
a way
that
to
for
do.
Me. I know he doesn't die.
Yeah, I hope we see more of him in the future, because he was amazing.
He was.
All right, well, we'll see you turds next time.
Yep. Bye.
Good night. Email us at nintendodreamcast.com/
Nintendo Dreamcast podcast@gmail.com.
Facebook/twitter.net.
Bye for real. Bye.